One of the most significant benefits to my position as Executive Director of Irvine Nature Center is access to the 210 acres of wild land we have here, and the incredible species that call it home. Our meadow, a wide open space filled with tall grasses and wildflowers, is a prime location to see large birds of prey on the hunt. Last week, I went out to the meadow for a walk after lunch. There were a number of hawks circling the space, waiting to swoop down and grab their prey. When one decided to strike, I saw it dive quickly and come back up from the grasses with something small, furry, and brown. I initially thought it was a mole, but moles spend so much of their time in their underground burrows, it would be surprising that one would be caught so easily above ground. Plus, this would have been a very small mole. It was then I remembered the meadow vole, a small rodent that is native to our area and quite prevalent. I'm sure that's what this hawk grabbed for its late afternoon lunch. While moles and voles may sound similar, the two are actually quite different. Moles and their cousins, shrews, belong to the order Insectivora, and as the name suggests, feed primarily on insects and invertebrates. Meadow voles, also known as field mice, are rodents that feed on grasses, plants, and seeds, and have a wide distribution across North America. Meadow voles are most commonly found in grasslands, preferring moister areas, but can also be found in wooded areas. The optimal meadow vole habitat consists of moist, dense grassland with substantial amounts of plant litter covering the ground. Their habitat selection is largely influenced by available ground cover, soil temperature, sodium and potassium, pH levels, and competition. Meadow voles seem to prefer sites that have high soil moisture, which explains why they love Irvine's meadow. After all the rains we've had this spring, the soil is wet and the grasses are growing extra tall, creating a perfect place for tiny rodents to hide from large predators. While the meadow vole is very small, its appetite is prolific and occasionally terrifying. Meadow voles can eat more than their own body weight in food every 24 hours, preferring local grasses and sedges, including many agricultural plant species. In their quest for food, they will also eat leaves, flowers, and fruits, fungi, and the occasional insect or carrion. When too many meadow voles occupy the same space, they often resort to cannibalism to both satisfy their appetites and self-regulate their population. The reason for this appetite is the meadow vole's go-go-go attitude. They are active year-round and day or night, with no clean 24-hour rhythm in many areas. Meadow voles must eat frequently to sustain their active periods, which occur roughly every 2 to 3 hours and are associated with food digestion. During these times of activity, they create tunnels both above and slightly below the ground. These tunnels are built under the vegetation and used for protection against their many predators. When they're not eating, tunneling, or sleeping, meadow voles are either mating or having babies. A prolific species, the meadow vole can produce more than 10 litters per year and upwards of 11 offspring per litter. With a constant influx of babies, it's clear why the meadow vole is so hungry. Meadow voles also have a number of other impressive and appetite-inducing skills. They are excellent swimmers and possess good senses of smell and hearing. These skills help them evade their predators like hawks, owls, snakes, and other mammals. When alarmed, meadow voles stamp their hind feet, just like rabbits. Unfortunately for meadow voles, foot stomping does little to dissuade predators, and they have few defense mechanisms other than hiding. The meadow voles' relationship with humans is not the best either. They are considered agricultural pests that can destroy many crops, including alfalfa, Brussels sprouts, tomatoes, and all kinds of root vegetables. Like other rodents, meadow voles can carry disease and parasites, including lice, mites, ticks, and even the bubonic plague, although that's exceedingly rare. Most farmers treat them as pests and manage their population. Luckily for us at Irvine, we have our wild raptors to keep Irvine's native meadow vole population under control. And of course, we can always count on hungry meadow voles to self-regulate. You can learn more about our local plant and animal species by visiting explorenature.org. The Nature of Things is produced by Irvine Nature Center for WYPR. For Irvine Nature Center, I'm Executive Director Brooks Paternotte.